Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Back on Afternoon Drive, that's the voice of Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com giving us his take on the struggling Cleveland Cavaliers after the Boston loss there. We do have Pete Futek of College Football News coming up in about 15 minutes here. After listening to Chris, and, you know, basically some of the struggles are coming from putting Evan Mobley in this new offensive light, I think the easy thing to say is, well, just stop putting Evan in those positions. We'll revert to the offense from last year, and then you'll be fine. I care more right now. The struggles that I care more about are the teams are out-efforting and out-caring the Cavs. That is so much more fixable. And what I mean fixable, what I mean is it's an immediate fix that I think would have an immediate change without a long-term drawback. I think the idea that you get 20-some games into the season, I think it's about quarter way through the season, and all right, Evan really hasn't taken to this new role yet, so let's bail on that, I think that's dumb. I understand why people want to do it, and I don't like the word dumb. I think it would be incredibly overreactive and counterintuitive to what is going to be the best thing for you long-term. I'm comfortable with Evan noodling his way through more than 50 games, if that's what it takes. Because the thing with these kind of changes that they've made is they just take time. And so if Evan hasn't been the focal point of the offense or a lot of the offense hasn't run through him, it's a little impatient to get 25 games of the season and go, well, it's not working, I guess we'll move on.
No, you got to see this thing through. I agree 100%. The part that I find interesting and the part I guess I didn't see coming is the idea that Chris insinuates that he's Alfred. Not Batman, not Robin, Alfred. Like then, and that's all he ever...
Couldn't even be like Catwoman?
I just don't know that there's a third person in the Batman world that
there's
we're
like
going off of.
There's like 100 people in
the
Batman world.
I mean like in the Batman
on the good guy
circle.
Side?
No, like the circle of Batman. Isn't it just... It's
Batman,
Nightwing. It's Robin.
Yeah, there's Nightwing.
What is Nightwing?
It's like a different
version. I'm not a Batman guy. I don't know.
Nightwing is Dick Grayson grown up and then goes on to
become Batman.
Yeah,
replace
his own Batman.
All I know is Chris referred to him as the butler, okay? Yeah. Like, that's all he referred to him as the butler. Let's not lose sight of that. The guy that everyone thinks is going to be MVP conversation, is going to be one of the league's game, great players in this league. The main beat reporter called him the butler. Like, we have to pay attention to that. If that's something that is true, that offensively, defensively, he'll always be great. But offensively, that's all he's going to be able to get to. And I'm not saying bail and give up on the process. Let's see this thing through. Let's see if he can get there. It's been years, though. We've watched him for years. And if he's only going to be the third best scoring option, and that's all he's getting to, then that does disrupt a lot of people's plans for this season.
I just think that there's going to come a point. It's so funny because we've talked for so long about, when comes the point that you're going to choose between Donovan and Darius? And that's just felt like such a logical conversation. The answer to this point has been never. And I think some of that's been lack of opportunity for the Cavs to make even a lateral move with Darius. And some of that's just, hey, we want to give this thing time to work out. And again, I think as impatient as I've been in separate moments, I think to this point, I think Kobe Altman has been right to be ultra cautious with breaking up the core four. Now, that being said, I think the next iteration of the conversation we're going to have, I think we might have already gone past choosing between Donovan and Darius, and I think we might be getting closer to choosing between Donovan and Evan.
And the problem with that conversation is that, there's layers here, right? For a while, we thought it was going to be Evan was just going to overtake Donovan,
yeah.
And then Donovan was going to get older, and as older players do, his production would slip. What's happened here is Donovan's having one of the best seasons Donovan's ever had. Mm-hmm. Offensively, he's been an absolute juggernaut. I don't think I've ever seen him consistently play night in, night out as good as he's doing right now, and the numbers would back that up as well, okay? The problem with this is that Evan hasn't held up to his end of the bargain yet.
Yeah.
And so it's not really even you're running out of time to watch these almost be two ships that pass in the night and then they meet up in the middle, which is what we thought this year was going to be in a handing off of the guard type situation. Instead, we're now stuck with, all right, Donovan, have this career year that you continue to have as we just kind of sit back and watch Evan just kind of be a great defensive player but not improve on the offensive side of the ball at all.
Well, and you almost wonder, with the Cavs, if you're thinking, because again, it's not that Donovan and Evan can't play together. It's that their timelines look so different. And you'd expect at some point in their 4 years together that their timelines might not converge, but would at least get closer to
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Together. I think it's harder for Evan to become the guy he is when championship expectations. It's not just enough pressure to be, you've got to be the face of the franchise. You've got to be the offensive backbone of this team. You now also have to do it while trying to chase a championship. I wouldn't be surprised if that's something that stifles Evan to some degree. And it almost feels like you get to a point where you're like, okay, we either trade Evan, almost like what Houston did, even though it's a different scenario contextually, but where Houston was like, well, we want to chase championships now, so we're going to trade Jalen Green, a guy who's probably going to be a top 25 player for the next 10 years, for 3 years of Durant, right? For 3 years of maybe winning a championship now. Where you either do that with trading Evan to get better to maybe win a title with Donovan, or you decide to move Donovan to get the pieces that might fit better around Evan. And I'm talking about timeline-wise. And the reality is, I don't like any of those.
No, neither one of them seem like they're going to work out for us, let's put it that way.
Well, I mean, I think, okay, with...
And without Donovan right now, this team is way up a creek without a paddle.
I think you could get something substantial for Evan that would give Donovan a significantly better chance to be a champion, and certainly in Cleveland in the next 2 to 3 years, because I think the NBA is wide open. I think the concern would be if you bet on Evan's, upside, and then you kind of remove the obstructions, and it's back to being him and Darius's team. I think the problem is, okay, but what if it doesn't? Because, like, theoretically, what you're saying is, would you take chasing one title with Donovan now,
mm-hmm.
or if you get it right and you get young pieces who are ready to play and ready to build into a championship team, you can maybe make a run at two or three championships with Evan if the light comes on.
Well, I see.
But one's a bigger if than the other.
Well, and the other part of this is that the architect of all this, and Kobe Altman, has seemed like the least aggressive human in the world when it comes to the core four. Like, he wants to see this through. And so, like, if anybody's going to say, well, hold on, we don't have to make any drastic moves or decisions quite yet, and would play this thing out longer than maybe even some fans would want, it would be Kobe Altman. And the other thing hanging over the head of all this is that Darius Garland right now, this toe condition is a real deal. You watched last night. The man is not, and this is supposed to be something that's there the entire year. I know he's got to get himself ready and trying to feel this whole thing out, but this is night and day. He looks, offensively, he's lost right now.
So much of his
game is built on having speed, and the burst and this toe issue is just not, none of it's helping.
To your Kobe point, what I think might make this year different is, you know, you were a top four seed the first year, top four seed the next year, the number one seed the third year. You've won so much in the regular season, consistently being a top four seed, that I don't want to say it hasn't mattered, but you can fall back on, look at the amount of regular season success we're having. We just got to get the postseason right. What could end up happening this year that's different, or what looks like it's happening right now in the immediate, even if it doesn't stick around, is you're not even having regular season success.
Right.
I think that could be a fire that gets lit under his ass. And again, that's a could. I don't know that it would, but I wonder how Kobe views this. Again, I'm comfortable being uncomfortable and giving Evan a chance for it to just go on, because once it goes on, it's really tough to see that light. Once that light goes on for certain NBA players, it never goes off again. But there will come a time this year where you don't have an option. Like, you get 50 games into the year, or even halfway, 40 games into the year,
mm-hmm.
and Evan's not clicking. It's just not working. He's not comfortable. He's more comfortable being Alfred than he is Batman. You're not going to have any other choice but then to go back to who you were just to try and get a top four seed and the best chance to compete for a title this year.
Yeah, there's some things that I feel like the Atkinson era had promised us that for this version right now, and this, you can take this even outside of the core four, because we talked about lack of hustle. We talked about, you know, playing hard, all these things. Like, in Chris's article, he says that they're the second least productive bench team in the NBA. Like, that's just, these are the little things that I thought Atkinson had turned over and had made significantly better last year from the JB Bickerstaff time. And to watch him have a full offseason where he's not off coaching Team France and can be around everyone, where they promised us that all this development would happen, a couple injuries later, all of a sudden it seems like so many parts of this team is just melting down, even outside of the core four.
Real quick here from Shams Charania, NBA fined the Cavaliers $250,000 for violating the player participation policy for not making Darius Garland available for a nationally televised game versus a non-national game. Dude's got a toe issue, you Jagaloons. That being said, Pete Futek coming up in about the NBA's the Jagaloons, not the Cavaliers. Pete Futek in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.